A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. On this Friday after Epiphany, we move closer and closer to the end of the Christmas season. And the Gospel text helps us to think about what Pope Francis has declared as a year of mercy. We find here in the Gospel of Luke, again, one of the stories of Jesus as a man of mercy, as a revelation of God as mercy. In some ways, I actually prefer the Jerusalem Bible translation of the corresponding incident in the Gospel of Matthew, in which Jesus' response in that translation to the request of the man with leprosy, "If you wish, you could cure me," Jesus' response is, "Of course, I want to be cured." It's the "of course" that reflects Jesus' spontaneity in this regard. "Of course, I could not cure you." It reveals heart of mercy, the compassionate Christ. "Of course." And here in our text today from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "I do will it." If you wish. Well, I do wish, and I do will it, be cured. The mercy of God. For Dominicans, generally, at the time of their profession, whether first or final profession, we are asked the question, "What do you seek?" And the response is, "God's mercy and yours." An expression that gets to the heart of what this year of mercy is about. There is, first of all, our awareness of God as mercy. Meister Eckhart, the 14th century mystic, suggests that to truly know God is to know God as mercy. In one sense, even more than as truth, or as love, to know God as mercy. But then we immediately think of God's mercy towards us, and God's mercy toward the outcast, the marginalized, Jesus' option for the poor, the poorest of the poor. God's mercy. But, as the scriptures so often convey, and we're reminded of that parable also in which the man who was forgiven much in terms of a debt did not then forgive the one indebted to him, and how atrocious it seems that once having been forgiven, that sense of compassion would not be carried further towards others. And so likewise for us. The more we become aware of God as mercy, of God's mercy towards us, of God's mercy towards all humanity and all creation. And the more we are called to be imitators of God and imitators of Christ, we too are called upon to be mercy, to be God's mercy for others. We can think immediately, of course, of the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. This is what the Christian life is about. But in addition to thinking of goals far away, and in our world today we are so aware as we think of the migrations, the violence, the hostilities, and yet we are also reminded God's mercy and yours tells us something about our next door neighbor, the ones with whom perhaps we are more annoyed or less reconciled. And so as this Christmas season comes to a close, as we continue to enter deeply into this year of mercy, let us think of all the ways in which Jesus' spontaneity might be ours. Of course, I want to. And when it comes to those with whom we live, or those that perhaps we might be holding a grudge against, or those so desperate in our world, let Jesus' of course become our of course. And that what Jesus wants, we want. And that we too should go and do likewise. What is it we seek? God's mercy and yours. What is it that we should offer? God's mercy and ours.